Can you hear me okay? So Linda loaned me a little bit of her time at the beginning here. I was going to wait until evening to answer this one question, but it's an excellent question and something of a pressing one. So we'll take a few minutes with it now. I won't read it all, but the question was that I am surprised and confused when I hear statements like, studying the Dharma is not going to make me happy. And this is an excellent question, and it goes on to talk about all the ways studying the Dharma has worked. And I'm afraid I created quite a bit of confusion last night with being unclear. What I was trying to say last night was that the teachings of the Dharma are not going to transform us until we turn them into practice. And the image in some lineages of Buddhism is that students can be represented by an iron pot. And if the pot is turned upright, as in for cooking, the teachings fall in and get cooked and turned into practice and realization and works beautifully. But sometimes, as students, we're like an iron pot turned upside down. And all the teachings in the world aren't going to do anything if we don't take them in and digest them and transform them into practice. So I apologize for the confusion. I totally believe that the practice of the Dharma is transformative. But we have to be the iron pot turned right way up. And sometimes we're not, and we have to notice those times. That's it. Excellent question.
Sleeping? All right. So we're going to do body sensing, which looks like yoga, but it's different than yoga because there's no correct form. There's no right way or wrong way to do it, and it's uniquely your own. And what you're doing is you're finding out for yourself what is true in that moment. So the postures are there to evoke sensation. And our practice is to become more aware and more conscious of sensation. Our bodies offer us lots of sensations, and we need to be available to those sensations to get the messages that they're offering. So that's the intention with the body sensing. It's non-striving, which is really can be quite difficult if you're used to doing yoga. I mean, we're usually trying to accomplish something. We're trying to get somewhere. Oh, I need to be more flexible or stronger, or I need to accomplish this pose. And it's not about that at all. It's about, oh, how can I experience the sensations that this form is offering me in a kind and compassionate way. So you may find that you need to keep moving back from being so deep in the form. You know, you may go into the form, and if you're in the form and you're not able to stay with the felt sense of it because it's too uncomfortable, move back. Try to find a place. So you're trying to use the form as another way of meditating. If we only meditate when we're sitting on the cushion, when we go out in the world, we won't be able to take that good feeling with us. So we're learning to have that good feeling other than just sitting. So you learn to stand and have a sense of well-being. You learn to lie down and have a sense of well-being. You learn to twist and have a sense of well-being. It's like trying to just experience yourself probably in a different way. So it's just being here now. So you're actually taking the forms and you're moving from thinking to sensing to being to well-being, which becomes a pointer to being aware and present. So it's so we will be moving through it in that way. If you're interested, there's been a lot of study of neuroscience on the brain because there's so many meditators these days, and so they're very curious about what's happening within the brain when people meditate. And they've discovered that there's actually four different aspects of the brain. And one aspect is called the default network system. And they call it the default network because you're always defaulting to that part of the brain. And that's the part of the brain that's your autobiographical part of yourself. That's the one that's always telling the story. It's always in the past, it's always in the future. And it's the part of your brain that you know is the blah, 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 blah. And you wonder sometimes, why do I keep thinking that same thought over and over? It's just that part of the brain. That's how that part of that brain works. The difficulty with being in that part of the brain is it has a negativity bias to it, which is really a survival mechanism in life. You know, if we're much more likely to mistake a stick for a snake than a snake for a stick. So it's how we survive. And so so it's a good thing in that way. But all we're trying to do is, it's not the boss of who we are, you know? So we just want to tame it a little bit. So there's this other part of the brain then that's called the DAN, which is the dorsal attention network, and that's the part of your brain where you can focus. It's focusing in attention. It's placing your attention on something like within the circle here. Focus your attention there. And, you know, that's the beginning of meditation. You need to be able to stabilize your attention if you ever want to be able to solve any problems in life. So we're working on steadying our attention and focusing it. But when we focus in that way, it's a subject-object relationship. So there's a separation there. You know, you could say it's coming from the egoic self because that's how it works, separation. And then there's the control network, which kind of works between those two. It's kind of the executive control of attention. But then there's the present-centered network, and that's what we're focusing on here. And the present-centered network is what arises when you are in the present moment. When you are just being here now in this present moment and you're not in the past and you're not in the future, that's the present moment. And in the present-centered network, you are more open-minded. It disrupts time and space, and here you are, there's no separation. You are, it's a positivity bias. When you're in the present moment, that it's positive. There's a sense of well-being that arises there when you go from thinking to sensing to being. Well-being is always there. So there's a positivity bias to it, so it's really advantageous for us to cultivate this. It actually has an effect on the neural system. It reduced beta, increased gamma, it influences the hormones, increases the hippocampus, and when they do studies, fMRIs, they find that you're actually creating new neural networks, and you're making that part of your brain stronger. You know, so by always coming back to the present moment, you know, you've heard Terry say before, oh, you notice yourself going away? That's okay, come back. Don't beat yourself up. It is okay, because every time you come back, you're making that part of your brain stronger. kind of like doing weights, lifting weights, making the muscles stronger. Come back, present moment. That part of your brain gets stronger. And so in these studies, they've shown this in people, how that part of your brain actually starts to become larger, the hippocampus. And so here's the invitation. The invitation with the body sensing is to just stop, and it's to just settle, and then it's just to relax and rest wherever you are. So if you're interested, if you're curious, you know, try to experience it. I mean, you could be sitting for an hour, and instead you get to do different forms. So that might be kind of fun, huh? The one other thing that brings us into the present moment centered network is opposites. When you bring two opposites in at the same time, it defocuses that attention that was subject-object. When you defocus your attention by bringing in two opposites, it takes you into the present centered network, and that is a place that comes more from the heart and the body. It sends its sensations from there, and it increases your field of awareness. So there's a lot of advantages for doing it. So be sure, I don't care if you do what I ask you to do. Do what feels right for your body, okay? Just do what feels right for your body. And then we'll just kind of cultivate this over the week. One of the things that, because the movement's very slow, but it's a good practice that you can take into your regular practice, whether it's yoga or running or Tai Chi or whatever, to use the same practice in that. So what we're offering to you is that if you want to take one of the walking meditations sometime during the day and use that walking meditation period to do whatever other form of exercise you want to do. You know, you can, there's a room at the end of the hallway here that you can use. What's it called? The
Gertrude
room. So anyway, you're welcome to do that. So, we're gonna start by just lying on your back and hugging your thighs into your chest. And pause there and just feel. And you might begin to just very slowly rock from side to side and observe and sense and feel where you're experiencing sensation. And you know, sometimes the slower you go, the more you feel. It's kind of like when you get a massage, you want the massage therapist not to rush through it. So you're feeling, you're sensing. And you just be. And then with your legs bent, place the soles of the feet on the floor to the outer edges of your mat for a windshield wiper pose. So take both of your knees over to the right as you exhale. And then as you inhale, bring your legs back up. And as you exhale, go over to the other side. Inhale, bring your legs back up. And exhale over to the other side. So continue on, and now that you know what you're doing, you don't need to think about it, but instead you can just feel. Maybe you want to modify it just so that it feels right. Mm-hmm. And then pause the next time you get over to one side. And just be here, observing and noticing. What do you feel? So the instruction is simply to feel. And then bring your legs back up. And take your legs to the opposite side. And pause there. What's true here? Inhale, bring your legs back up, letting your feet be hip distance apart. Hands on your belly. As you inhale, breathe into your hands and feel the belly lift up. And as you exhale, feel the navel move back to the spine. Full diaphragmic breath. As you inhale, the belly lifts up. And as you exhale, the navel moves back to the spine. Inhale, the belly lifts up. Exhale, navel back to the spine. As you inhale, tilt just your pelvis towards your tailbone. It's a small movement. And as you exhale, flatten your waist into the floor, mm-hmm. navel to spine. Inhale, tilt towards your tailbone. Exhale, flatten your waist. So you're not lifting your hips off the floor at all as you continue on. It's just a very small, gentle movement of moving the pelvis. And where you might experience this. And then place your hands on the floor, palms down. As you inhale, take your hands up towards the ceiling. And over towards the floor behind you. But stop if that's too far and it doesn't feel right. Exhale, bring your hands back down along your hips. Inhale, take your arms overhead. And if your breath is shorter, you need to make the movement a little bit longer so you're breathing through the full movement. Exhale, bring your hands back down. At your own pace now, just sensing what happens when you take your arms overhead, where you feel that in your body, and as you bring your hands back down. And then the next time your hands come down along your hips, pause. And just be. Feel. Relax. Soften. This time as you take your arms overhead, if it feels right, you can lift your torso up off the floor at the same time as if you're in bridge pose. And then as you exhale, simultaneously bring your hands back down as you bring your torso back down. Continue on. And as you do this, question yourself, are you safe with yourself? Are you honoring where you are? And then, next time your hands come back down along your sides, pause and just be here, now, present-centered network. Feel. Just be. And notice if there isn't a sense of well-being. What that feels like. Extend your legs straight up towards the ceiling. And you could interlace your hands underneath your right thigh. Inhale, breathe into the belly, and exhale, navel to spine. Inhale, take your opposite leg down to the floor, and exhale, and bring your leg back up. Inhale, take your leg down. Exhale, bring it up. Continue on, your attention is focused on your leg going down. And coming back up, focused attention. But see if you can also focus your attention on the belly. The exhalation, navel to spine. The inhalation, the leg goes down. Moving with the breath. And the next time you take your leg down to the floor, you could hold it just an inch off the floor, but if that pulls in your low back too much, then just take the foot all the way down to the floor. Otherwise, it's a good stretch for your psoas. But it's not so good if it pulls in your low back. Are you safe with yourself? Exhale, bring your leg back up. Pause. Relax. Switch sides. Inhale, take your leg down. Exhale, take your leg up. Follow the attention, the sensations in your legs, focusing on that. And simultaneously with your breath in the belly, don't worry about if it's right or wrong, and don't worry if your leg's straight. Remember, this is your form. The next time you bring your legs up, hug your thighs into your chest. And come back to being. Notice going away and coming back. Here. Just be. How do you feel the body? Maybe you feel it pulsing, vibrating, alive. place the soles of your feet on the floor and cross your right ankle above your left knee for threading the eye of the needle. So you take your hands and interlace them behind which leg?
Left.
Left. Left. And then there's a stretch in your outer hip. Can you take your attention there and feel? What does it feel like? Does it feel solid? Do you find yourself judging? Wishing you were different? Oh, I really wish I had open hips. Or is it okay? And then switch sides. Is this a form that you could stay in meditation in? Or do you need to modify it? Can you just relax your attention here and be curious about the sensation and how intimate can you get with what you're feeling? Just as you are, not as you want to be. Release. Pause. Settle. Rest. Roll onto your belly. Settle. Breathing in to the belly, feel how the belly pushes into the floor. And as you exhale, navel to spine. Inhale, breathe into the belly. Exhale, navel to spine. Take your hands back so your palms face in towards your thighs. So if you like, you can lift up into Salambasana. It's where you're lifting up into a gentle back bend. And then come down. And notice, when you lifted up, what did that feel like? So maybe go back and make lift up even less, even if it feels like you're not lifting up at all. You could do it energetically. And feel there. And then come down and just be. What do you feel? Radiant, vibrant, sensation, pulsing, vibrating. Open. Mm-hmm. Tap cow. Hands and knees. Round your spine. And then arch your spine. That wasn't a good one for you. So very slowly round and arch. And see if you can follow your attention all the way through the spine. Play with the pose. If you want to go side to side, do that. Or maybe you go back in the child's pose. And then maybe you come back to this. Or maybe you go into down dog and go into plank. Or just feel. And then pause in one of those forms that you're in and see if this can be a form for meditation that you're comfortable enough to just be able to sense and feel and notice what's true in this moment. And then inhale, come back up and come to the front of your mat, descend. Standing meditation. Earth element, through your feet. Hands on your hips. Bend your knees. Straighten your legs by pushing down to the earth. Bend your knees. Feel your feet as you straighten your legs. Bend your knees. Let your attention move all the way up your legs to your thighs. First you orient the mind to what you're doing, and then you can let go and just sense and feel what's going on. The next time you bend, hold the form. And just be here. Inhale, come back up. And just rest. And notice in between forms, the body reforms itself. Take your right hand up and place your attention in the palm of your right hand until you see if you can feel some sensation. Just sensing. what you notice, whether you're sensing something or not, is you're not thinking. Because you're in the present-centered network. Continue to feel that hand as you take it up through space to the vertical. And as you bring it back down, awake. Aware. Take it back to your side and feel. Pulsing, vibrating, or not. Take your opposite hand up. Place your attention there. Feel. Take it to the vertical. And bring it back down. Bring both hands up. Feel both hands simultaneously. Defocused attention. Keep feeling both hands as you take them up to the vertical. And as you bring them back down, and as you bring them back up, take your arms out, cactus arms. Feel your right hand, your left hand, spacious. Feel both your hands as you extend your arms out. What does it feel like to be open? Bend your arms. Cross your right arm over your left arm. Take your arms back out to cactus arms. And open. And then the opposite side, left arm over your right arm. Release your arms back to your sides. Feel both hands up to the vertical. Be aware of your feet. Bend your legs. Straighten your legs. Bend your legs. Now that you know what you're doing, you can let go of thinking and just feel sensations and feel just being the sensations. Coming back down. Come back up. Hands together on Anjali Mudra. Inhale. Exhale. Pause. As you just be, notice a sense of well-being. here, right now, a sense of well-being. See if you can stay with that sense of well-being as you go back to the other form. So sense being, well-being, as you take your arms back up. And bend your knees. Being, well-being. Can you feel being? Pair it with the difficulty of the form. There's sensation. And there's also just being. Feeling your hands, your feet. Inhale, come back up. Exhale, bring your hands down. Inhale with your breath. Exhale, take your hands down. Inhale, take your arms up. Exhale, side bend to your left. Inhale, come back up. Exhale, side bend to the right. Inhale, come back up. Continue on. And where is the sensation? And you're just aware of it. Pause. Exhale, Anjali Mudra. Inhale with your breath. Exhale, take down and pause and just be here. What do you notice? The body pulsing and you're just aware. Settle here.
On your low back. Maybe your hands go to your knees and not to the floor. Notice striving. Back away. So there's more sensation. And then maybe you straighten your legs or not, and then bend. As you slowly straighten and bend, feel. Bend your knees, hands in your thighs, elbows tucked in. Push down, come all the way up. Exhale, Anjali Mudra. Inhale, exhale. Now what do you feel? More open, spacious. Step back with your right foot, hands on your hips. Focus on your back foot being the anchor. Anchor down with your back foot and bend your front knee. And then straighten your front leg. Can you feel both at the same time? Your back leg. Bend your front leg, that front knee move into the space out in front of you. And come back up. And then bend. If it feels right, hold it. If it doesn't feel right, why hold it? If it feels right, extend your right arm. Three breaths. comes down to your hips. Straighten your front leg. You're going to step forward. Exhale. Pause. Feel. Second side. Move your attention wherever you want. Back foot. Move your attention to your front leg. Straighten your front leg. Attention two places simultaneously. And you're just aware. And then when you hold it, lie down and hug your thighs into your chest. Extend your legs out straight and just relax. Feel the whole weight of the back of your body just sink down to the earth. Feeling the back of your head, your shoulder blades, the weight of your arms, palms of your hands. Relax your jaw. Feel the sensation in your tongue. Inner cheeks. Breath in the belly. You're just being. Breath breathing you. And you're just noticing. Where else can you feel the breath? Be awake, sensitive. and the easy feeling of well-being, nurture that. Feel it. It's always there. You just need to become still. This feeling of well-being. See if you can pair it with your seated posture that you take for meditation. Or you can stay where you are. So here's our life, moving in and out of meditation. We practice coming back to the present, being. Just that easy feeling of being. A familiar feeling when you pause and take time to just be.